The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with Manuel Castellanos. He started Sweep Stress in 2022, serving the residents of Atlanta, Georgia. He got connected with us in our program, gosh, it feels like a month or two ago, and has been kicking butt and taking names. And actually, Suzanne, his results coach, nominated him and said, his story needs to be shared with the group. So I know some of what's going on, but I'm excited to hear it from the man himself. So Manuel, feel free to say hey to Cleaning Nation and then we'll dive in.
Hey, Cleaning Nation, nice to be here. I am very excited to really just give you guys my perception of how this coaching has been, how much it's changed, how much it's helped me change my life, as well as really take a step back and understand what it means to be a leader, especially how strong of a team you have to really continue going with any business that you're going to want to pursue. Beautiful. And what do I mean by that?
Let's get some background. What got you into the cleaning business and kind of where were you at when you reached out? What struggles made you decide you need to do something different?
Okay. Well, where I was at before I started the program, I was really struggling with my finance. That's something that I didn't know. That's something that was stressing me out every day. I knew that I wasn't making so much money the way I perceived it to be, because at the beginning I saw a good amount in my bank account that I was super excited to see that. And I was so happy, but I knew that, hey, I need to pay taxes on this. Some things I need to pay for and some things are out of order that I have no idea how much profit I'm already making. And one of the biggest things was when my girlfriend, Nicole, told me, hey, how much are you really paying? How much are you getting paid for this house? How much are you getting paid do all these homes? And I told her, well, confidence between me and you, this is how much I'm getting paid. And some of the prices I can share were $150, $180 biweekly. And those were my prices during that time. And she said, and how much am I going to get paid off of this? And I would tell her, well, I'll pay you $20 the hour, so you'll be winning about $40. And she said, okay, so let's do the math. You're getting paid this amount. I'm getting paid this amount. How much is your company taking? And I thought to myself, well, I would think I'm taking the part of the big amount that's left over since I'm only paying you. And that got me thinking, I really don't know my finances. I really need help with this.
So I just want to encourage listeners, very, very common to do, I just call it checkbook accounting, where if you got money in the bank account, you're like, I'm doing good, I'm successful. And when you don't, you go, oh, something's wrong, but I don't know what it is. So really, really common for people to focus on top line revenue and not really understand their profit, or say what I think are crazy things like, oh, I'm making a lot of money and just putting it back into the company. Like, cause that sounds super like noble. Like I'm putting it in, like I'm doing the right thing. I'm investing in my own company. I'm not saying you shouldn't invest in your company, but if you don't take it out of the company, it's called an expense, right? It's not profit. So we think if we take quote unquote profit and put it in the company and buy things for the company, we're turning that like it's profit. We're just like investing it, but it's not. That's called a business expense. That's not profit. It's not profit until you take it. So I just want to encourage guys and gals out there, this is common, right? Like, so I appreciate it sharing from your words. I didn't mean to interrupt, Manuel. Please go ahead.
No problem, Mike. And I am going to touch a lot basis on small company issues that come with financing, because as I was participating within the group, I did see a big common issue. And the biggest common issue that we all have is we stepped into this business having an employee mindset. And what do I mean by that is we were taking this as, hey, how much am I going to win? How much would I like to win? That's a very great question that all of us need to ask ourselves is, how much are we worth? Is that a real good question? How much do we value ourselves and how much do we value our work? That gives us a better perception on how we should be pricing, because coming out of a job, going into another job, I guess you can say, which is cleaning toilets for the while, and you start to see, hey, I want to get paid this amount and the other job's paying me this amount. I would love to win a little bit extra. And when that little bit extra sometimes can be $20 or even $25 the hour, we consider it to be hourly pay because that's what we're accustomed to hearing, and that's what we're accustomed to believing that that's how we should get paid, is by the hour. What we don't take consideration to is that we are now bosses. We are not just bosses, but also leaders and CEOs, all wrapped in one. And we have to see things in a whole different perception, that we have to see how the employee is going to be fed, how we are going to be paying for all these expenses, and how we're going to keep a flowing cash flow that can run the company. When we walk into this, we don't even think about it anymore. We just think, hey, this house looks this pretty big. It doesn't have this many rooms. I like the person. I'm going to just give X, Y, and Z a good price because I feel generous. That's what a lot of things happen. And that's where I feel like we fall victim to that type of mindset, where we feel like we have to owe somebody, or we feel like we have to be generous with our work instead of truly looking at our value and how good we are at the work that we're giving.
Well, and the crazy thing is, a lot of people, when I speak to them that are newer, not, and again, I know some of you guys are far more sophisticated in this business, but a lot aren't. They, and I ask them what their expenses are, they don't think they have any expenses. They're like, oh, I keep all of it. And it's like, what they're really saying is, I don't track expenses, so they don't exist. But every business, I mean, gasoline, rags, equipment, uniforms, insurance, marketing, and bank fees, hosting your website, business cards, like just a cell phone, like just to say you have no expenses. And even some people are like, oh, just payroll. They think payroll's all their expenses, but that's not really a business. And who would pay you? Then you're just a human. Like when you go to, even if you get a job at Walmart, you might have less expenses, but you still got to drive there. You still have to maintain your car. You can't go naked, right? Like, so you got to have clothes. Like, to say you have no expenses, what they're really saying is, I don't track expenses, or I decided they shouldn't be that much, or I don't think they're that much, so I'm just not going to track them. So I'm going to tell myself it's zero. That's not a business, right? A business has, and you can go, I don't do any marketing. I don't have any insurance. I don't buy any supplies. I make my customers pay that. Then you don't have a business, right? Like you would say that proudly, like, well, a real business does have those things. Like, not having general liability insurance or workers' compensation insurance isn't making your case that you're a business. You're just a dude who, even if you work at Walmart, you probably have health insurance. Like, there's always expenses. So I just want to encourage you guys and gals, telling yourself I don't have expenses or they're not that much without tracking them is just not the truth. And you know, people kind of do this weird thing where, like, oh, when I get bigger, then I'll have my data.
I'll charge them.
Well, A, I'll charge more, and B, I'll have my data in an accounting system. And it's like, no, you put your data in an accounting system, and I don't say charge more, but price properly, where you can afford payroll, expenses, and profit, and you know what those are, and you know what to charge, then you become a big business. People do it the opposite. Like, I'll become a big business charging poorly and not doing my books, and then I'll be a big business. Like, you never will. Like, you have to, it's chicken and egg. You're sitting at the fire going, you give me some heat and I'll put in the wood. And the fire goes, you got to put in the wood and then I'll give you the heat. Like, that's just how it works. So what was, for you, Manuel, what was the biggest surprise? Like, what was the biggest thing when you came in that you learned? You're like, I didn't see that coming. I thought, I just didn't, yeah, I didn't see that coming. What was your biggest surprise?
It was definitely everything you just said. As a small business owner, that's something that really hit me by surprise. I knew about it, I just didn't know exactly how to put it in. The whole time with my business was that I had issues with my accountant, and I kept telling them, hey, I just want to learn. I want to be able to know my books. Can you guys help me out? They would just say, hey, get QuickBooks. QuickBooks is simple. Just I'm the accountant.
Okay, so your own accountant was not wanting to educate you. He just, his or her response was, get QuickBooks.
Yeah, they were like, get QuickBooks is self-explanatory when you can go through it yourself for a while and then come back to us with questions. And I was like, that's really something that I didn't want. I really wanted to be told, okay, sit down and I'm going to teach you how to do this. Even if it's
one that would be like you coming to me going, help me build this house. And I'm like, get a hammer. QuickBooks is just
exactly
a tool. Like, it's not telling someone to get a tool or the right tool. I like QuickBooks. I think for cleaning, for many, if not most cleaning companies, it's a great software. But just telling you to get it is not. And even like, well, there's a lot of things online that will tell you how to use QuickBooks. Like, yeah, but if I don't understand accounting, right? Like, you can tell me how to use a hammer, but if I don't understand what I'm building, what good is a hammer going to do? And guys, gals, there's two mistakes we make from accountants. Well, there's many, but the two big ones are, one, again, same thing. I'll ask someone, what was your revenue last month? I don't know, my accountant handles all that. That's the craziest statement in the world. Your accountant is, and I get it if I'm like, what was your electric bill June 2020? Like, that's okay to go, I don't know, I'd have to look that up, or I'd have to ask my accountant. Fine. What was your sales for the month last month? I don't know, my accountant handles that. Are you out of your god dang mind? That is an insane statement. So any, and I think, again, people think that they're big business owners. I guarantee you, if I ask Elon Musk, or pick the business owner that you liked, what his company's revenue was last month, they would never say my accountant handles that. They would know what their god dang revenue is. Real quick, Cleaning Nation, if you can think about how you found out about this podcast, maybe a tweet, a Facebook message, iTunes search, some sort of Instagram post, the only way we grow is word of mouth. We don't do paid ads. We don't run ads. You are it. The only ask I have is, if you're getting value, share the love. However you found out about this, if it's a review or post, whatever it is, do that. Pay it forward so the next cleaning company owner can change their life as well. Back to the show. So mistake one, just giving it to your accountant. And also, it drives me nuts as a business coach. When it comes to taxes, I'll explain the little knowledge I have and always say, but talk to a tax professional, because I'm not a tax professional, not an authorized CPA. But we get accountants who are usually making $20 an hour giving business advice. They don't know what the first thing about business, but they don't even know accounting off half the time, and they're giving business advice. So they're like, you know, hey, you should market, you should do this. Oh, I have to talk to my accountant. Are you insane? Your accountant has no education, no nothing, probably doesn't even know accounting. You could ask him if you're about marketing. That's insane. So mistake one
is letting, is believing that someone can tell you your numbers without running your business.
Yes, assuming it's your accountant's job to know your basic business. Crazy talk.
Yeah.
Mistake number two, having a dumb accountant that doesn't do anything for you, right? Like, because it's magic and you don't understand it, tolerating them going, go figure it out, or this is right, or like, I'll, you know, we actually, for our clients, we hired accountants to do it with them and for them, because we got so sick of people, you know, we'd say, hey, we need this on an accrual basis, and they'd come back and go, oh, my accountant says I need cash, or I don't know how to do that, or you should be on cash, which basically just means I don't understand the difference between cash and accrual, or I'm too lazy to make it an accrual basis. Either way, it's the wrong god dang accountant. So we do things like, and we do the same thing with marketing. Oh, I'm just going to pay a marketing agency. Yeah, that's how everyone gets to be a billionaire. They just hire a marketing agency who's really good at getting leads, who A, knows who your leads are, B, they know what a perfect prospect is, C, they know how to get the phone to ring, but somehow they're doing it for you, not for themselves. Like, and they're going to do it for, I promise. And again, you want to spend 20, 30, 50 grand a month, there are some marketing agencies that could do some good for you, but they're going to take half your profit. You want to spend $1,000 a month or $2,000, good luck. There ain't nobody that's going to do it. I'm not saying someone won't take your money, but they don't know what the heck they're doing. They're going to be like, I'll post stuff on Instagram and get you followers. Great. How many leads? How many bids? Oh, I don't know. We don't do any of that. So don't overtrust your accountant. Don't overtrust your marketing. A lot of stuff, cleaning, administrative, payroll. There's a bunch of crap we want you to not do, right? But basic accounting and knowing the profitability of your company, that's your job. Understanding the marketing systems and processes, how a stranger becomes a lead and a lead becomes a bid and a bid becomes a customer, that's your job. All right. Sorry, I got all preachy, Manuel, because you got me fired up.
No. I completely understand, and I love it, Mike, because you are touching the main points, and I can really get into those main points by getting a little bit more detailed into them, because you are absolutely right. And I do say this, the lack financial literacy, it's such a massive thing that we don't really pay much attention to. And I was talking to this to Lindsay, and I said, I wish that they really did teach financial literacy in school. Why? Because we would be 100% on top of everything. People wouldn't be in debt. People would know how to use credit to their benefit. People would even know how to run any type of business, because numbers don't lie. People can lie. People can tell you all sorts of things. The cows will come home when they come home, right? But guess what? Numbers don't lie. Numbers will always tell you if you're profitable or if you're losing money and how to fix it. That's what I love about your coaching, was the fact, and when we started the spreadsheet, you show us off the top, hey, black and white, you're losing money on this great client who you thought you had, but look how much you're paying him just for you to work for him. And another great thing about knowing my numbers, and I said this today in Slack, was I told a client, I overheard a client's conversation with his employees, and I felt even more confident going up to him, telling him, hey, this is my price for my business, because just like you respect your business, I have to respect my business, and this is the price. And we both agreed on it, and we shook hands, and I felt so great going up to him because I could actually understand the conversations that he was having with his employees by the way you're teaching us to have our conversations with our team.
So
hold on, because we gotta
wrap it. I've got one more question. And far be it, I hate interrupting Manuel. He's trying to say nice things about me, and I'm interrupting, which is wildly rude. But I want to make sure I get you guys value cleaning nation. So, quick comment, and then I'm gonna finish with it. I'll tell you the question so you can think on it when I make my comment, Manuel. I just wanted to get wrap with your number one takeaway for, you know, we obviously only accept a dozen or so clients per month at this point. And thousands of people are listening. So your one takeaway for the people, the 99% that we can't take as clients, but still want value, like in the time that you spend, what's the number one thing as a owner, a business, a cleaning company owner that you can give to them? So we were thinking on that. The comment I wanted to make off of what Manuel said is twofold. One, the numbers don't lie. The crazy thing is if we don't look at numbers, the alternative is emotions, right? So it's not like we go from numbers to logic. We go from numbers to emotions. I feel just like Manuel said, this is a great client. What does that mean? He liked the client. It was a large amount of money in terms of revenue, but the numbers told him what the profit was. So our emotions will lie to us. Oh, another thing, I'm growing. My top line's growing. I did 20 grand last month and I got $5,000 new clients. I'm now at 25,000 a month. I'm growing. These are all, or I spent $1,000 on Facebook and it didn't work. These are all emotional responses. The data, when you get the right data and you track it, there's no lie. So your emotions will lie to you just about every time. It'll tell you marketing's not working when it is. It'll tell you customers are good when they're not. It'll tell you you're profitable or you don't have expenses when you do. Your emotions will lie to you front, back, center. They're just terrible. And the only inoculation is numbers. And knowing your numbers and looking at them. So that's number one. There's a second thing, but I forgot it. And we're running out of time anyway. So Manuel, the floor is yours. What's the one takeaway you want to give to Cleaning Nation as you've got this platform?
One big takeaway I would really say is just overall the numbers and knowing how to run them, knowing exactly what numbers you have and how profitable you're going to be, where your numbers should be, and how to really run a company as it should be going profitable. And most of all, like you say, the most important thing for a company is its money, because its money is lost.
So what encouragement would you give to the majority of people out there that are listening, that don't have the numbers taken, that are like, I want to, but I'm scared, or I don't know how, or, you know, they've got fear, like you had fear. What encouragement would you give them to figure out, like, how do you get from, and again, don't say buy Mike's coaching or, you know, sign up with Grow My Cleaning Company. I mean, you can, but that's a given.
Yeah.
Any other encouragement you give to
The biggest encouragement I can give you guys is really just start with QuickBooks. QuickBooks is pretty simple. It's very easy to use. And you can definitely watch some of the videos. And it will tell you how to put in invoices, how to set up your bank accounts, and how to run it. Once you get certain numbers down, for instance, what your expenses are, how much you paid for gas, how much you paid for your meals, how much you paid for your rags, you can put that in. And then you can finally see in the dark. You can finally see the big cake you're in. And you can go, wow, I was not making as much money as I can. It's going to give you one, urgency to raise prices, to feel confident about what you're going to do, because now you have concrete facts on what it is and what it isn't. And three is it helps you a lot. It helps you a lot because now you feel more confident on where you stand and not feel so scared to make these type of decisions going forward. Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't agree more with everything that Manuel said. The one thing I will give you just to make it easy, because if you're like, well, I don't know, that all sounds scary. Just so it doesn't sound self-serving, get a coach, right? It doesn't have to be me. It doesn't have to be Grow My Cleaning Company. But if you're going to pay an accountant anyway, get an account that wants to coach and help you, right? So you're still paying a coach, just paying a coach for accounting, right? Like you can, you know, there's not going to be a business coach. I wouldn't listen to an accountant for business advice because that's probably not what they know. But a good accountant can help you with accounting. So like when Manuel went to his accountant and said, hey, help me out, teach me, I want to learn. And they said, just go get QuickBooks, fire that guy. And get another accountant that's like, I love teaching. And again, pay them, right? If they're like $50 an hour, whatever they charge to just do it themselves, go, hey, can I pay you $50 an hour, maybe an hour a week? You just show me what you're doing and why that's important. And if the guy's like, of course, that might be a great accountant. And if the guy's like, shut up, sit down and go away, find a coaching accountant. So any area of life, find someone that's done it, knows how to do it, and is willing to show you if you can do it for free, for money, whatever the case may be, but get some help. It's just tough. Like Manuel said it perfectly. Turn the lights on, right? When you've got, you don't know what numbers to track. And even if you did know what numbers to track, you don't know what they are in your business. You're literally driving down the freeway at 60, well, not literally. You're figuratively driving down the freeway at 60 miles an hour with a blindfold on. That's dangerous. Take the goddamn blindfold off. And that's just knowing your numbers so you can run the thing. All right. I could preach forever, but I want to make sure we keep these short. Manuel, such an honor coaching you, brother. I really appreciate your heart and just how far you've come. And thank you for sharing your message with Cleaning Nation. I'm sure you've encouraged some guys and gals out there that maybe felt, you know, getting their financials wasn't important, or they didn't have it, or they couldn't do it. Maybe hopefully they've got a little hope. So Cleaning Nation, don't just go on to the next podcast. Stop now, take some action, get some help. Do something on purpose to have the business that you deserve. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. Reach out. We got coaches. We got help. Bunch of free resources. Check it out. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. See you there. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.